Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
I'm feeling this song. I am feeling this song so much right now. Sometimes you just want to get away, you know. Sometimes you just want to, you know. When we were younger, Trees, they used to say, "Calgon, take me away."
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm a little too old for Calgon, so. I got to find something to take me away, you know. I know
that's right.
I'm gonna put all this energy into Kale's Corner. Let's hear just a tidbit more of Lenny Kravitz with Fly Away. Can we do that, Tree?
Do it. Let's do it.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, Treats, the first time I heard Northeast Groovers, and I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all, your boy was jive ignorant. Your boy was jive ignorant to this song, seriously. But the first time I heard it, it was Northeast Groovers. And, man, from that night until today, I have loved this song. You know what I mean? It's just like that. Yeah, girl, that night it gave me just what I wanted, just what I needed. And today it's giving me just what I wanted, just what I needed. Hey, y'all. Everyone, welcome to Kale's Corner. Lady
Absolutely.
T.
Yes.
Lady T, I want you to come. I ain't gonna do it. The story about the granddaughter. We're gonna leave that alone. I ain't gonna.
You talking about the one punch? She gonna punch me in the face? That one?
Yeah.
Okay, so
that may. I'm. Yeah. Here we go.
Go ahead.
I'm just gonna say that made my that story. Brought me light the other night. I'm trying to tell
exactly.
you. To see.
It's bringing so much light to these legs, honey.
You know, to see Lady T's granddaughter and her facial expression that I'm sure she was making while she was saying this to Lady T. But go ahead, Lady T. I ain't going to ruin it. Go ahead. Tell them.
Okay. So I bought my granddaughter a sweater. And she had the sweater on. I said, oh, you got the nice sweater on that grandma bought you. She said, no, grandma, my mother bought this. I said, no, grandma bought that. She says, no, grandma, mommy bought it. And I said, hey, grandma bought that for you. Grandma, I bought that for you. I gave your mom the money to get it for you. She goes, grandma. I said, what? She said, my mommy bought it for me. Don't you say it again. If you say it again, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
I said, oh. Oh, wait a minute. So guess what I did, you guys? I walk 4 miles a day. I do 200 squats because if you punch me in the face, boo-boo, I feel so sorry for you, babe.
Good.
Yeah. And that's what
Tree,
I told
so,
but
Tree,
she's only four.
So yes. You're telling me that you on a marathon yeah. run, get yourself mm-hmm. in shape for a four-year-old.
Yeah. For a four-year-old, honey.
Hey, well.
Do they tell you early what they're going to do to you?
Yeah, and I was just about to say, what does the Bible say? Teach a child while they're young. So I guess she needs to know that.
That's why I'm in shape.
Grandma ain't the one to play with.
You better go play with Monopoly.
Goodness.
You better play some Monopoly before you play with Grandma. Procter & Gamble got a whole lot of toys.
Oh,
that
they want to
teach you how to play.
Grandma ain't one. Hey, listen. Hey, my father's mother was the sweet old house gown up early in the morning
okay.
cooking, you know.
Okay.
But my mom's mother, nah,
mm-hmm.
she was the one you ain't want to play around with. You know,
I know that's
for
right.
For real, yeah. A joke will turn into either you bleeding or on your way to the emergency room, and some days both do it. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
On a good day both, huh?
Yeah, hey, a good day for her, bad day for us. Yeah, you're absolutely
yeah.
correct.
I'm
yeah.
with her.
Yeah, so you know. Yeah, round face, you leave mama TT alone.
No, that was
Don't
KK. That was round face. Round face eight.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
Yeah, that was little KK. She just turned four.
Forgive her. She know not what she do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh.
That's
I'm going to take that.
I heard you. Today on Kale's Corner, I'm telling y'all, that
exactly.
story just had me. Yeah. Today on Kale's Corner, we're going to discuss the Devontae Davis and the Cam Bosis Jr. fight. Yeah. Say that three times. And how the WBA is forcing them to fight for the middleweight title. Or Davis will have to forfeit his middleweight belt. Wow. That's crazy to me, you know. But, hey, it's boxing. And boxing operates on its own set of rules and principles. And to be a part of boxing, you got to go with their flow, you know. Lakers rookie Malik Monk opens up about the dynamic of the Lakers team, how the older players are blaming the younger players for exactly what is going on with this Lakers team. And to quote Malik Monk, he said, The older players are bringing all sorts of hell down on the younger players when the majority of the mistakes aren't on the younger players. They are on the older players. So, I mean, this team, this Lakers team, y'all, it's just a mess, is what I would say. A mess, man. It's just a mess right before our eyes, what's going on and what's happening with this team. The 76ers and the Bradley Beal trade that wasn't. The Bradley Beal trade that wasn't. And I'm telling y'all, I have on good authority, as of last night, Bradley Beal was not looking to go to Philly or anywhere else. He wanted to stay here in Washington. So we're going to discuss that. I got a question for my co-host, you know, and we discussed this, but we didn't go into full detail because I wanted to hear everyone's opinion on this one. And what's the problem with San Francisco 49er general manager John Lynch? Why isn't two first round and a second round pick not enough for Jimmy Garoppolo to be traded? You know, what is he waiting for? Does he know something that we don't know? You know, it's something in the works that hasn't been reported, because we all know NBA teams talk and communicate with each other, and the better your team is, the more they keep their business out the media. See, Washington, what they do is they figure we just going to tell a few people and play the mum's the word game, and hopefully they don't tell nobody. But we all know, as the cookie crumble, so does the news on this Washington football team. So we really don't know. Well, John Lynch isn't providing a whole lot of information, but we all know the NFL, and the news mm-hmm. is getting out there that the Colts is the team, and they're trying to give the 49ers what they asked for Jimmy Garoppolo. But we'll get into that, y'all, how I feel about that. And what I think that is, and Lady T, you know, I know she got a word or two to come to come out with that. I'm gonna tell y'all real quick. Lady T turns into 100% DNA of a male. A man, when you're talking about her team, we gonna get into that, because I think it would be entertaining for you guys to find out, is the real Lady T when we discuss this topic. So hey, buckle up. Sit back, y'all, get ready. We're going to go and go and go and go and do us. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
We gonna start this thing all right. Duval in the Manila, organ house. Come on.
Come on, I challenges, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages, graced the cover of 100 magazine pages, made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot, with a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the f*** you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you would...
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back, welcome back. We living our best life. We ain't going back and forth with you, Bama.
Yeah.
All right. Devontae Davis, and we know him from the Mayweather camp, the young man who has been exciting all of us. WBA has came up with the idea that they no longer want separate titles or separate belts representing the middleweight.
Mm-hmm.
So they've come up with the idea to do away with the middleweight belt altogether. Well, Devontae Davis is holding that belt as of right now. Kind of a, how can I put this, a sticky trap situation, because I'm sure he wants his belt. There's no question about that.
Right.
And he, do you think it's right, Trees, of the WBA to be forcing him to fight this young man and telling him that he'll have to forfeit his belt if he doesn't fight? Now, Davis is holding it down at the 125, and y'all please forgive me because I know I'm going to tear this dude's name up. Commando Bosos is K-A-M-B-O-S-O-S Junior. So I'm going to just call him Cambo, okay?
There you go.
Cambo is holding it down at the 135. Now, I know some of you will say, that ain't nothing. That is absolutely something. When it comes down to power, when it comes down to endurance and punishment, that weight difference is a lot. It's a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And as a 125-pound fighter in Davis, Cambos can just use his weight as a tactic and tire Davis down, which will open him up to shots. You know what I'm saying, Tree?
Well, I do know what you're saying. But Javonte Davis is at 134.
Okay. Then Cambos is 125 then.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much, because I felt like I was mixing that up, but okay. Devontae Davis, but it is Devontae Davis is shorter than Cambo, right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. All right.
But they say his next fight is not Cambosa. They say his next fight is Rolando Romero.
Yeah, I know, but the belt is that middleweight belt is not up for that. And if Davis does fight that fight, they're going
mm-hmm.
to take that belt. They're going to take that belt away from him.
Oh wow!
And I feel like that is not right. They shouldn't do that. Let's go to the phone line.
They should just let him retire with the belt. Retire the weight class, and whoever wins, that's what it is. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
Sound good to me. Sounds
mm-hmm.
good to me. Let's go to Huckleberry, man. What's up, Huck?
All right.
What's up,
happening, y'all? Not much. How you doing, sis? Kale? Everybody else is on here?
This means you ain't have to kill.
Great.
Oh, it's just us?
That's it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. See what I'm saying? See what you
got
when
I was
at, man, again.
He got excited.
Hey, look. I don't even. Yeah, I got excited. I don't keep up with the fights that much, though, so I really can't really talk. But I know back in the day, you had a pecking order, you know, from 1 to 10, and you was a mandatory. You had to fight the next guy that was on, even if he wasn't, even if he was worse than the fourth guy. If he was in the second spot, that's who you had to fight. So,
right,
yeah.
To me, it doesn't really, you know, mean a big deal. But like I said, I can't, sis, you really keep up with that stuff. I can't even talk with you.
All right. Well, let's bring Ron in. What's up, Ron?
Hey,
what's the deal? What's the deal, people?
Is everything?
What's up, Ron?
Yeah.
And we everything
kosher? Oh, yeah, that's right. You are absolutely right. What's the deal, Pickle?
Hey, look, it would have been funny if you'd have did it the first time. Because Kale's Corner is unscripted and we like to keep it live and fresh, you know.
And real.
You got to come with it, bro.
That's true.
What say you on this, Devontae Davis? Yeah, welcome, bro. Welcome. I'm sorry.
What's up, bro?
I just got the
ain't nothing to do.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I haven't really followed the fight, but the bantamweight division, you know, I like the way they have the speed. They like cruiserweight. I'm a wrestling fan, too, like the speed of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Versus, you know what I'm saying, watching the heavyweight. But I love the speed of the movement, the pivot of them. And it's fascinating if you're a boxing fan.
Okay. Now, out of the two, who do you think has the advantage? I'm going to say Devontae Davis all day.
Yeah.
That dude soft.
All day.
That dude.
And hard.
And he hits hard. And he's quick.
Who has the title?
Well, they both have titles. Yeah, but that means nothing. Serious, trust me. We're talking about skill and who will win by the skill set that they have. And I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
And put it this way, if Cambo was to win against Javante Davis, I would be utterly surprised. That I would be shocked, seriously. Because
is that the dude he from Philippines or something?
For those of you that don't know, think of Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns. And Hearns come out the victor. And think about that. Hearns came out the victor. We all would have been shocked and awed beyond belief. And that's the place where I'm putting this fight in at, because that would be the type of disbelief that we would all share. You know?
Who's favor in the fight though?
Javante Davis.
Javante Davis. Well, I'm going with Cambo.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let's go. What's up, Lou?
All right. And thanks you guys for coming to the show last week. I was really appreciate it. Hopefully you guys will come back.
My family, we're dealing with the loss of my mother-in-law.
Yes.
So, you know, I couldn't get to it, but I talked to everyone, and, you know, they said they had a great time. So thank you. Thank you for the invite.
Yes. Hopefully your friends will come back.
That's what's up.
Yep,
that's
thanks, Lou.
So,
Yeah.
You all right, Lou? Everything good with you, bro?
Yeah, I was waiting for your response on the question.
Oh, okay. Javonte Davis and Kambosos Jr. You know who do you think going to win? Who would you like to see win? Who's in the best spot of these two fighters? To you.
I'm not too sure. I haven't really been able to follow much of boxing that much because, you know, with all of me on a pay-per-view and don't get a chance to read much about it. But I think I'll take Devontae.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Yeah. You're picking the right now. Hey, it's a good limb. It's a good limb that you're on, bro. Trust me. Javonte Davis, I'm telling you guys, he's something special. He's something special. And just the fact that Money Team Mayweather, buying him and supporting him like that, that says a whole lot, guys. That says a whole lot. So if you don't know
you ain't
who, you
ain't tell me he was with him. Man,
Ooh.
That's my dog.
Oh, okay. He's with
Javonte.
I know
he's with Mayweather.
Money.
Yeah, he's with Mayweather.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
I thought everybody knew that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ron. You didn't know that. My bad.
Yeah, we call everybody.
I'm gonna still pick the underdog, though.
You know what, Ron? You said something that kind of caught my attention, and we got Lou on, and I know Lou is into wrestling as well. What is it about today's wrestling that you guys like so much? What is it about it? I mean, is it just the activity, the matches, the acting? I mean, what is it that
it's
you like so much about? It's
the acting. You know what I'm saying? True, be honest to you, by me watching wrestling for many years, Vince McMahon is a genius of what he does. And, you know, even if he have like an inch of somebody not with his script, he'll be like, no, what, you got to fall back. You're not on that card that I want you to be on. People be on the big cards because of the persona that they have. If you have a big persona, it take you a long way.
So in other words, if Vince McMahon likes you, you'll be on the big ticket.
What about if the fans
like him? Lou, come on in here, Lou, because I know you watch wrestling too. What if the fans?
Not as much as I used to, but I think if Vince McMahon does like you, you've got it made. If he doesn't, you're gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Man,
wow.
I thought y'all was talking about
unless
boxing.
You get a job. Unless you get a jobber job, meaning that, you know, you probably get a squash match, you still get paid, though.
Y'all talk about some fake A wrestling.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm intrigued, dog, because I'm like, I stopped watching wrestling in the mid-80s. I'm talking about 86, 87. It was just, I couldn't do it anymore. You know, and I was tired of getting my high parts whooped by practicing moves on my little sister. You know what I mean? And so I was like, forget
but
this. Because my mama said, boy, you better stop watching that mess if it's going to make you come out. Because, hey, I told y'all, one day my mother came in the room. I had my sister in the camel clutch. Slim. There was
the
no
camel
more camel clutch. Yeah, man. Yeah, the iron. You remember the iron sheet? That little.
Oh yeah,
camel
yeah.
Clutch.
You went red, man. No. It was the iron claw.
I'm glad
it
you
was
brought
the iron
that up.
Claw.
Hulk Hogan had, you know, saying set everything off to a point. He put Mr. T on to WrestleMania 2. you know what I'm saying? And it was awesome. Because, you know, back in the time, you had Mr. T with the A-Team. Well, you know what I'm saying? With B.A. Murder,
right.
If y'all remember that in the 80s. So Hulk Hogan set the whole thing off.
You had B.A.
Yeah, that's when wrestling started to get messed up. That's when wrestling started to get messed up. You know, it's like, I mean, when I was watching it as a kid, I was into it, and it was fake then. And now, it seems to me, this is just my opinion, and it don't mean nothing, but it seems to me now that they don't care that you know that they're faking it.
The curtain has been removed. The curtain has been removed.
It's been removed.
You know, guy coming out there carrying a. I'm sorry, Kale. Go ahead.
I mean, I just want to get this one little part in, not to say anything bad about the women, but I view women wrestlers the same way I view women boxers. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see y'all beat up each other. MMA fighting, MMA wrestling, none of that. I'm a chauvinist. Okay, in certain terms. Not all, but in certain terms, yeah, I'm a chauvinist, man. And I like to see girls doing girly things. And I know y'all say, but your co-host is a female. But if you were here earlier, I told y'all, Therese can turn to a dude in a heartbeat. I'm trying to tell you. Wait till we get to the San Francisco discussion. Some of y'all going to be like, hey, dang woman.
And speaking of the women, you have Charlotte Flair, who's, you know, saying who's dominating in the WWE. Those who don't know who that is Ric Flair's daughter, 16-time champion, and it goes to the next generation like that. It's, you know, it's in the blood. It's a lot of money.
What you're saying to me is not what they do. It's who they're the favorites of. If Jim McMahon likes you, you're going to make money, and you're going to have a big fight every week or every other week. If he doesn't, then you're just going to be the dude that they use. All right, let's take another call, y'all. Let's take another call. We're being rude here.
Mm-hmm.
462, what's happening? Who are you, and where are you calling from? 462. Going once, going twice. So to the rest of the callers on Kale's Corner. It's like, I go through struggles with all my other sports that I love to watch with calls that referees aren't making and should be making with oh, that ain't right, that ain't fair. You know, I don't want to watch wrestling, and I'm thinking the same thing while I'm watching wrestling.
Exactly.
You know, I just can't do it. And like 57 just said, that great point he just made, it's like they don't even care that we know it's fake anymore. It's like, what the hell? Y'all going to watch it anyway, so...
Yep.
Add some action.
The thing is, we're going to let you know. See, the thing about wrestling, they like putting ratings on it. Like, for example, that, like you said, they already know it's script and everything. But if it sucks, if it's not, you know what I'm saying, a good card or anything like that, oh, they'll let you know about yourself. But if it's a great card, if it's a phenomenal card, you know, like, for example, like, they got WrestleMania coming up. They got AJ Styles versus Edge. That's the biggest match that's coming up for WrestleMania to me.
That's
and this is
good.
Without the title, for example. If that,
why,
you know
why
what I'm saying?
Why is that going to be good, Tree? Because
it's two high-profile wrestlers, and their acting is amazing, and I know it's... See, I like wrestling because I know it's fake. Now,
so
see, if I had in my head that it was real and then I found out it was fake, then I'll be devastated. But I've always known it was fake.
So instead of the word good, can we use entertaining?
Absolutely.
That's the one.
Well, you know what?
That's
basically, that's basically what they use now anyway. The wrestling administration. That's what they say. Entertainment. It's entertainment.
Exactly. They are entertainers.
Yep. I don't knock anybody for boxing. I mean, for wrestling. I don't enjoy it because of the way I feel about it now.
Right.
But you can't knock millionaires and zillionaires in the crowd that they bring out. So
that's right.
That's
people
Ed
love it.
And, who you say, Ed and Roman Reigns? Please. Roman Reigns, if you say Roman Reigns, his name by itself, it'll fill one whole half of the vineyard by itself. Just his name.
I believe.
Hey, yes.
Sis, and Kale, can I say something?
But and he's good on the eyes.
Yeah.
If
I'm
get out of here, sis.
See what I'm saying?
Get out of here,
now
sis.
You gotta bring out,
I mean, I have to say
that's her little.
I mean,
hey,
little,
you know what, sis?
There's some other ladies out here on the corner. Me, Ma.
That's
Reese,
why I watch lingerie football.
I don't watch that.
No,
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I know you watch.
I do. Because it's good on the eyes.
They degrade what we're trying to do. Like they pushing us back for 400 years by doing what they doing for football.
The woman, and you know what? This is what I'm talking about. The corner, y'all. We go everywhere with these. I was sitting there today. I was sitting there today. And I was looking at the news, and they were talking about the African American woman who's being voted into the Supreme Court, and they kept saying black female, and I'm like, okay, so is it okay now to just say black woman? It's not the African American woman. It's okay.
But I'm not African American either. I'm not African American either, Kale. Like, I would rather you just say I'm a woman. Period.
Yeah.
Don't put no acronyms on nothing. Don't give me no acronyms. Don't give me no prefixes. I don't need none of that.
Right.
I'm not black.
Need that.
Look at my skin. You can tell I'm not black. My skin is brown. Right?
Okay.
White people aren't
you
white.
You black girl. You black girl.
No,
copy.
I'm brown. I'm pecan tan, boo. I'm pecan tan, okay?
Oh, my
don't
goodness.
Do that.
Pecan tan. Well, I'm black.
That's right. Black, girl. Look, you're not black. It's nothing black
I'm
about
black.
You.
I'm not African-American, but I'm black.
Then you go. Yeah. You're not. It's not the word. Y'all, the word isn't black. Y'all should say, I'm an American.
No, I'm black.
I'm
sis.
An American.
You can't change that. You can't change that, sis. Okay, well, let me stay black. Let me stay black.
You might want to reconsider talking about I'm black.
I am black, sis. Let me stay black. No matter what you say, ain't going to change that.
Prove it.
Yeah,
prove
I'm going to stay black. You can be with it. I ain't got to prove nothing, sis. I ain't got to prove nothing. We are not in court. We are not in court. I don't have to prove a thing.
Listen,
I don't have to prove a thing.
No, you don't. You don't.
I'm going to tell you like this. Your race is known by you and everybody else with certain situations. We all know that. And we know that black people
are
harassed. African people, American or whatever you want to call it, are harassed by other individuals in all type of situations. So I understand what you're saying, and yes, you are partly correct with your reaching to that point. But what I'm telling you is, yeah, we are. We might not want to be. We might think we're not, but we are. But that just disturbed me to hear them say that, and not just on one channel. Every news outlet that was just talking about this kept saying black.
How you putting
black,
that dress up here? What you want them to say? What you want them to say?
Mm-hmm. That's just it. That's why I asked you all. Because I don't know. I don't have an answer. But I do know constantly hearing black like that. It started to rub me. It started to rub me the wrong way.
We just had this conversation, right? You just said how black you was. 57 just said how black he was. So why everybody saying that we having this first black lady? We got this first black lady. They said in the meantime. Now it's getting on your nerves. But if that's who you are, it shouldn't get on your nerves. You should be embracing it.
It's getting on Kale's nerve. It's not getting on mine. I don't mind it.
I'm talking to Kale. I just used you because you said you was good with being black. But the statement is for Kale, not 57.
Well,
let me make that clear. So I don't want no argument. I don't want no smoke.
All right, y'all going to let me go.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, look, Mima said she is bronze. Mm-hmm. Mima said.
Yo, Mima.
Mima said. I am bronze like Jesus. My hair is like wool. I know that's right. But it just.
Yeah.
I'll play too much.
Betty Anderson said, We are all just humans. We are all just humans.
Amen.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with all of that, y'all. I'm cool with all of that. All I'm saying is that the more I heard that statement made that way, maybe they can leave black out of the conversation altogether.
Yes.
Maybe they can leave black out of it altogether. You know, we're going
to
leave that there.
They got to give it some type of adjective. What you going to say? Because it's already been a first female. Listen, it's already been a first female before. So they can't say the first female to get the job. They can't say that. They have to give it some type of acronym. They have to say the first black female to get this position, the first African to get this position, the first something to get this position. Because her skin is
dark. I have to agree with her on that, Kale.
Her skin
I have
is
to agree with
so
her on
gotta,
that.
They got to come up with something, Kale.
They
got to
put a label on them.
Yes.
Saying that, but I was taught and raised to believe certain words are for certain conversations and the media. Wait a minute. The media and the mainstream to me, that's not the place for that word. It's just not.
No.
It's not. Listen,
well, for black?
The more it's used, the more
it's used.
Y'all
can have it both ways.
The more that
you
it is
it both
used.
Ways.
Okay. Y'all going to let me finish.
Please. Go ahead.
I understand what you're saying, but the more that it is used, the less effective it becomes. And then it'll turn around and straight become a joke. That's all I'm saying. I'm watching Channel 5. They say it. Turn to Channel 7. They're saying it. Channel 9. They're saying it. Everybody is saying the same thing. And you even saw it said with smirks. You even saw it said kind of slap in the face. That's all I'm saying. That's how I felt about it. And I was just wondering if anyone else felt that way about it. That's all.
I don't feel.
That is all.
I just feel like they have to give it a label. Whatever label that they give out, we're not going to be satisfied with anyway, because whatever they say, they can say it. The poor little girl, right? Poor little girl, poor little girl. They can keep saying it, poor little girl. Now we mad because now we poor. Anything that they say, we're going to find something in it to be mad about, to hate it. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's labels. Everything is with labels now. Everything comes with a label. And if it don't have a label, we ain't using it. We ain't trying to hear it. We don't want to subscribe to it at all. And that's just how the world works. If you don't want to be, listen, I don't care if people call me black, this and other, because I'm not black. Mm. I'm not black. I'm not black like my skin isn't black, but I know that I'm black. You understand what I'm saying? Like, my skin isn't black. Like, if you look at my collar, this is black. I'm nowhere near black like the collar on my shirt. Right? But I know in the inside of my body, I have more melanin in my skin than white people. And they're not even white.
We just say white
and black because it's easier for us to say white and black. It's just easier. How about this? This will make everybody nice. Miss Katrisha Gray is the first female, black or white, to get this office. Now that I've already had the office because I'm black, right, and I was a man, I had the office. Now the black lady coming in. What are we gonna call her? The black lady, the African American lady. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know. In these day and ages, the words we pick and choose, we try not to step on everybody's toes. So, like I said, you can please some of the people some of the time, but you will never be able to please all of the people all of the time. It's not going
to
happen.
Why is it important to classify her? Why can't you just say a female? We all know, every one of us, who've lived
because
in the
it's
United
been
States.
A female.
Let me finish. We all know who lived in this United States of America that she's the first black female. We know that.
Everybody don't know that, Kale.
Wow. Who doesn't?
Everybody watch TV because everybody don't have them. A lot of people are.
Anybody with intelligence should know this already. Anybody with intelligence should know she's the first black female to be nominated for the Supreme Court.
Right.
If you don't know that, you've been living under a rock.
But listen to this, Kim. How about this? We've been living I've been living in this world almost 52 years, right? Mm-hmm. Tell me who was the first president. A lot of people going to say George Washington. But we all know that's wrong. But a lot of people don't know that.
Okay, well, who was the first president?
Hold on. A lot of people aren't interested in our history,
But who was the first president?
It was a black man.
Oh,
I can't remember
what was his name?
I'm going to look it up in a second for you. I'm going to look it up. But we were just talking about 57, you know this. Come on.
No, I don't. I ain't never heard this before.
Oh.
The first president of the United States was black.
But you expect everybody
the first president
else
of the United States was black. No, I
yeah.
can
no,
go on facts.
I
don't go on
that
something
too.
That's buried under a
yes.
rock.
Yeah,
I'll go
and
on facts.
And
he wasn't
just
the first
like
black. He wasn't the first president.
Knowing that this lady is nominated being black. So
I'm just
that's
saying.
Everybody in the world don't know. I didn't know.
If you have eyes. Right?
I didn't know.
You know. Listen.
I didn't
please.
Know she was black until y'all
started
saying it.
If you have eyes and you've looked at pictures of all the Supreme Court, and then you look at this woman, you know that she's an African American, and there's no reason to constantly repeat that. That's all I'm saying. Everybody
call a champion.
I hear what you're saying. Everybody don't know. Everybody doesn't have access to this or that and the other. But remember when your boy what was the black dude's name, guys? That's catching all the hell over the females. What's his name? Clarence Thomas. We saw a full picture of the Supreme Court before Clarence Thomas took office. before he became a member, we saw a clear picture of everyone that was already in the Supreme Court. So with that evidence, I already know, okay, this is their first time that a black man. This, yeah, I've heard that. I have heard that, 57, about
John Hanson. His name
was
John Hanson. Yes.
But,
first black president.
But from, hold on, Tree. From that first picture that we saw of the Supreme Court when Clarence Thomas first got in there, we knew that African-American individuals weren't really members of the Supreme Court. So we went through this with Clarence Thomas, black man, black man, black man, black man, and now you're doing the same thing with this female. It's unnecessary. That's all I'm saying. It is very unnecessary. You know, it says to me, y'all should be even more quieter. You know, I had a black president. Now you got a black female who's a member of the Supreme Court. Now maybe I'm too much about it and putting too much into it, but there's a reason why you keep having to say that when we can look at her and tell what her ethnic grouping is. We don't have to be told
but
that.
That's true. And Betty Anderson said, why can't we just say first woman of color?
That
and
works
then
we're
going to be
me.
Tired of that.
No,
and then
we're
going to get
no.
tired of why we got to keep saying that. Why we got to keep saying we ain't never satisfied. We ain't going to never be satisfied. That's just who we are. We ain't going to never be satisfied, period.
Well, I think that I think coming up with something better than black will satisfy people. I
first
do
woman
think,
of
I know
color.
It wouldn't.
There you go.
That works perfect. That works perfect to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Beautiful. There you go, Mama.
That's a good one.
563-999-3782. Hey, look, you see how Mama just came in here and shut everything down? She like, y'all bang here trying to sport, and y'all arguing about the support. She going to pull that switch out, Tree, and get all of it.
Exactly.
We'll be right back, y'all.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I
wanna get you in the Georgia Dome.
All right. Hey y'all. Thank you a little too much for Lou. Lou has departed ways with this, y'all. But you know
he might call back.
Yeah, well, hopefully he will. The Lakers, Malik Monk, opens up about the dynamic of the Lakers team. Malik Monk says that everything going good is nobody but the older players. Everything that's going bad is all on the younger players. And, I mean, to the point where these younger players are having to deal with scrutiny in the locker room, on the practice court, and even during the game, you will see older players kind of, going down or getting on these younger players. Now, before we say anything, Malik Monk is averaging 12.9 points a game and 39.5 beyond the arc for this season.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a young man holding his own to me.
Yeah.
To me. What say you, Tree?
I love Malik Monk. And he's right. he's right with the statement that he came out with. Like, when they praising them when they doing good, they give it to the older guys. When they doing bad, it's us young guys that's stinking it up. I'm with him.
Right.
I'm definitely with him on that. But it could be far. It's not true though. It's not true. When they messing up, it's the older people. When they winning, it's the younger ones. So it's reversed.
Right. And that's what I know personally from watching the Wizards when we played the Lakers. Yeah, LeBron went off.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron went off. I think it was 50 points streaks that he had.
Yes.
But it was the young guys. Because let's not forget, there is no Anthony Davis. Carmelo Anthony is coming off the bench, and I don't even want to get started on Westbrook. So who the heck do these older guys think are combining these points to make a difference with this Lakers team? I mean, who is it for real that they have in their mind is getting this thing done, you know?
Exactly.
I don't understand it. How are you going to be hard on the guys that are helping you win?
Man.
Come on, Fitzgerald. Where you at with this one?
He got himself on mute.
Yeah, come on, Ron.
Oh, my bad. I was wiping up some. what was the question now?
Malik Monk. How you feel about Malik Monk?
Malik Monk with the Lakers.
He played with the Lakers,
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the older guys on the team are coming down hard on the younger guys, stating that the younger guys are the reasons that they're losing. But as I just read off, Malik Monk is averaging 12.9 points a game and 39.5 3 points beyond 39.5 beyond the arc this year. So it's
okay.
Like how can they be the problem?
Right.
No, I don't think the young guys are the problem because, you know, saying LeBron James, he's a veteran. He played for, three different teams. Well, this is third different team. And these are the up-and-coming youngins right here, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to, you know, solidify their spot. It's not their fault. And especially if I didn't know who he is, but, you know what I'm saying, y'all let me know who he is. So that's what. He got to be consistent to stay on the spotlight.
Cool.
I'm back,
yeah.
I was on. I muted myself. Yep. I beat KL to it this time.
I swear I love you.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking at the last few games I watched the Lakers. I have to agree with what Ron just said and what Sis just said. But everybody just said, Monk is a good player. I don't think it's the young players on the team. I think you got some proven veterans that can give it to you on certain nights, but can't give it to you every night. And I think that's where their problem is right there. Carmelo might have a good game this week, but he might not have another good game to next week. You know, LeBron gonna always have a good game because LeBron is a good jump shooter right now, very good jump shooter. And when he goes to the hole, it seems like nobody stands in front of him. We saw what's his name got the other night when he stood in front of him. But, you know, LeBron just goes to the hole whenever he wants to. So, you know, I really don't see him as not being part of that problem. I think he, Westbrook, and Carmelo Anthony, you know, they're part of the problem, and the Lakers need to just go ahead and start rebuilding their team.
Yeah.
And look, and do not make reference to no weak, you know what, dunk like that was with Love. That dunk was weak as I don't know what, man.
That dunk was so weak. Well,
all I'm going to say is this. You saw how he just stepped out of the – all I'm saying is how they're just stepping out of his way. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
not that
the
dunk was that great, but they just stepping out of his way.
But why, though?
You know, like, because they can't hurt the cash cow right now, sis. That's true. 6'8" is a whole lot. You're right about
that. It's like a freight train coming at you.
Man, look, it's further solidifying the fact that calls are made, games are played, everything in LeBron's favor. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, like my man say, everything for Ray Ray. Go ahead, Ron.
I was going to say, I thought we was going to climb up the ladder. Talking about our Wizards, I thought we was going to climb up the ladder. You know, we had a 20-point lead. I don't know what happened to Spohead yesterday, man.
Man, listen. I've certain subjects I haven't broached here or Kale's Corner because I want to keep our license good. I want to keep our streaming straight. Teresa Tang, because Teresa and Tang and myself and Reese, and Reese funny with it, y'all, because she falling in and out of sleep. I'm over here yelling, going crazy.
Yeah.
Tree's doing her little sarcasm. You know what I mean? Everybody knows Tree's a Bulls fan. She's a Bulls fan. So she going to
And we was
Bulls.
On, too.
Yep, and they were on, too.
Yeah.
And she's going to do her best. Do her best. And look, go tell me. Tell. He got to get off the phone. You ain't no good. You ain't no good. You got my husband's blood pressure up over here. I was like, man, your husband see what I see. You know what I mean? He see what I see. So his blood pressure going to rise up, for real.
He was cool until you saw. I had calmed him down. He was cool and everything. And then here you come with all the complaining, talking about this person, talking about that person. Then he went right back up there.
Because
said,
you know
just watch the Bulls, and you're going to be fine.
No, he's a Wizards fan. All right.
Well, if I can say something.
Go ahead.
The words coming out are solely contributed to 57.
Okay.
The Wizards, for the last 4 or 5 games, suck. In the last 5 minutes of the game. We have not learned yet how to put a team away when we got a lead. It's like we just sitting over there like the game just started when we got 5 minutes left, like we just going through the motions.
I'm
tired of surviving this, man.
That you said that.
Huh?
Okay, so
that's
that you said
games.
That. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kale. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying that is 2 games this season where we've had a 25 or more point lead and lost it. Completely lost
so,
it. And they let that battle go 8, you know what, crazy.
We'd be
13
right now.
Boy.
You ain't lying. They did let him go 8 SHIT, sugar honey iced tea. You ain't lying, Kale. But you posed a question. On Facebook, you posed a question.
Yep.
The question said that Thumbhead, for anybody that don't know who Thumbhead is, Thumbhead is the Wizards head coach. If you hold your thumb up in the air and then look at him, he looked like a thumb. So we call him Thumbhead. Okay? So Thumbhead lost y'all that game last night. That was Thumbhead, but you put up a question, and you posted it up there. So who won the contest?
Hey, it was only a few of us, but
yeah.
Ron took that thing. Ron took
yes,
that contract and ran it. Ron took that thing and ran with it. You know what I mean? And you know what, Ron? I have to say, man, we appreciate you, bro. We appreciate you because Chris and I were talking. We were talking about all the different media outlets that you're on this Kale's Corner thing with us, man. And we really appreciate that, man. I mean, seriously. But yes, Ron
be on
wanted
line
y'all.
With
yeah. Ron
thank
wanted
you.
Y'all. And I don't know because 57. I was just waiting. I said, I know 57 going to say something. I'm on 57 going to have. Oh,
say something
okay.
About what?
57, you on Facebook, man?
No, I don't do Facebook.
Yeah, see,
oh, okay.
I knew he wasn't going to be on there, Ron. Kale
okay.
had put a thing up
but
there. Kale
up,
had
bro.
Put a thing up there saying who Thumbhead had and put a picture up there and said, caption, you know, who got the best caption? And you're supposed
ooh,
to raise
yeah.
up at the bottom of it.
So who is Thumbhead, the coach?
Yeah.
That's our coach.
I fried that man. I fried
on,
him.
What happened to you,
Tank? Much love and respect to everybody. What happened to me, Wimp, bro?
Oh, nothing. I was waiting for you at 57. You know, Lou don't never comment on anything. But I get down with me.
Hey, bro, my man,
Ron, go ahead.
If it wasn't for Kale's Corner, bro, me coming on this corner and joining myself with y'all, I would have never been
yeah.
on Facebook. I've never been on there. I don't even know how to work it for real.
Me either, bro.
Sometimes I'd be asking Treece, I'd be asking Miss T, Wimps, I'd be lost, bro. I'm sorry. I'd be lost.
Hey,
coming
you found
Facebook,
your
bro.
Way.
I mean, your guy should be your best friend. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all, you know? Listen. When I first got on Facebook, me and a buddy of mine almost, I mean, like, fought. Because he had poked my girl, and I was like, Shrimp. What the hell are you doing poking my girl? He was like, dog, I just said hi. I was like, man, you live around the corner. Come around the corner and say hi. You don't need to be taking my girl, dog. Hey, look, he was like, hey, Kale, man, you're going to have to get a little wise. You have to get Facebook wise, man. I said, no, you going to have to stop poking my girl, man. He was like, dog, it's not. He was like, dog, it's just hello, man. That's all. I'm just saying hi. I was like, nah, that ain't how you say hi. That is not how you say hi, nigga.
They did take the pokes away. I'm glad they did that. That was annoying.
Yeah, them pokes was annoying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't like the pokes.
Well, you brought up the game last night, and I'm going to say this, Ron. If we don't, as an organization, get West Onsell Thumbhead Jr. away from our organization, we will not be winning. Seriously. We
man.
Might as well cancel it, dog. We might as well cancel. And listen.
Y'all terrible.
How did he lose this game for us? Rotation.
We do not know.
It's Smith out there throwing up three. From the logo. And I'm like, really? You're not even really a three-point dude. Then we get these Bammers in foul trouble and we give them to the basket.
Yeah, you're right. I don't understand why they get it down to the big man down low with a 20-point lead. You got Virginia. You got Tom. You got Brian. You were Brian Thomas.
We talking about a team that don't make sense. You making too much sense.
Yeah,
hey,
but you got these
hey,
big
bro.
Men.
How about How about that's how they got point lead? Because Porzingis was a feature in the first half.
Yeah.
All types of dunks, alley-oop, three-pointers, regular jump shots. We were featured in the first half, and they just completely
went
away.
Wait a second. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, yes, I am a glutton for punishment, plus the fact that I'm on the show with y'all. So I listened to the post-game interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there, and that's what made me take the picture and put that post up on Facebook. Because that man sat there and blamed the team. He blamed the players. Yes, he blamed the players. And I'm telling you, I get so aggravated when I'm watching a press conference or I'm watching something, and we all know what it really is. And nobody wants to ask the question. Nobody wants to say anything to him about his lack of this and that and the other. Now, Bradley Beal was in studio with the guys in the post game, and Bradley Beal said it. He said this coach is no good in layman's terms. He said that this Wizards team is not going to win until we get a coach who has the confidence to show us, who has the confidence, who has the wherewithal to get this thing in order.
Which press conference did you see, Gail?
Listen to me. Bradley Beal said that about the team and that somebody is going to have to step up. But why, as a player, would you say somebody on the team has to step up? That's your coach.
But he didn't
job.
Say it in those terms, Kale. I watched the post conference.
Okay.
I know you're reading in between the lines and everything.
Exactly. And if you read between those lines, listen. If I'm a married man, right? I'm not gonna talk about out on the street or other women. Why? Because I have a wife. If you're on a team and you have a head coach, you're not going to talk about the responsibilities that fall on a head coach and put it on the other players. No, you're not going to do that. And then he come back and say how aggressive their practices are. Sometimes they have to hold their practice or stop practice because they're going too hard on one another. Where in the hell does that make sense? Seriously.
That's what he said.
You bought it in the first half. Why didn't you bring it in the second half? So
that's
you practicing
what I'm talking
in that.
About.
Are you practicing endurance? How to go from one to fourth quarter? How to hold on to
How to close out a game?
And that's wonderingly. You can't. I mean, you're supposed to be third seed right now. You don't blow these 20 and 25 point leads. You could be a 34 seed right now. You can't go to the playoffs. Yep. You're not a playoff team doing that. You don't deserve to go to the playoffs doing that.
You don't. And what I'm saying, the thing that the Wizards have let go during the game, the coach is supposed to bring that back. I've heard this word in several press conferences. Toughness. You traded your damn toughness away. Same thing you said all Montrezl Harrell brings to the table is the muscle flexing and all. Nah, dog.
He brings energy.
Go ahead.
He do, but guess what, bro? We were still under 500 with him, so it's the same thing. I understand what you're saying about March. Listen to me. All I'm saying is, bro, we don't know how many games we would have won with Montrezl Harrell with just that right there. I feel you. He gave both the toughness and all that, but we still was losing. We wasn't over. It ain't like we was over 500.
We was blowing
it went un, and went we under 500 me. Once he left. It wasn't like that. We was already done.
We started off 4-0.
I'm gonna say this. No, we started off 10-3. We started off
there you 10 go.
And 3.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
What?
We started off 10 hey. And 3, and we all, including myself, thought that this was a different Wizards team. But it has been proven to us all that this team is the same team it has always been. It is the same
team the fact
it has
said,
always been.
Never
the fact you said something about Bradley Beal saying that
change.
The other night, that's true what you said. It got to be the coach because the coach, he just can't do nothing right, man. I've been watching the whole year. He haven't done nothing right.
Can't get
he
right.
Any right line up in. Yeah, he can't get right. He don't get upset when he sees stuff wrong. Like last night, the goaltending that we had.
He didn't
even get upset. If I was a coach, I would have got two texts and they would have put me out. They would have put me out last night.
Hey, listen,
I'm telling you now, he's not our coach, just like Bradley Beal said.
Porzingis got that tat, okay? Porzingis
that's
got
right.
That
that's tat. Right. That's absolutely right, bro.
In the middle of the court, like, what the hell? What's going on? Y'all don't call goaltending no more?
That's right. You're right.
And then, normally, guess what? We would see a replay after the play.
The ref said, the hell with that. They didn't even think about looking at it.
Exactly. But to call, and my man, Consul, said it best last night. When you miss a call and then call a tech on the other team, that completely takes the team away from what they're doing. That completely takes their mind and spirit out of the game. How are you going to call a technical foul on this man when it was clearly, they could have called a foul and goaltending on that play? And they chose to call neither. They chose to call neither. So, yeah, that's what got Tang excited last night because we both was watching that crap and couldn't believe it. Could not believe it, huh? You know what? We're going to get off of that. Thanks a lot, Ron. 563-999-3782.
All good. 563-999-3782.
We'll be right back, y'all. When I was a young boy, that was a song I hated. Because mama used to always say, boy, when you get grown, you're going to this and you're going to do that and this and that and this. Yeah, I feel it now. I understand it.
that's why you hate it now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? What's the problem with John Lynch, y'all? Correct me when I'm wrong. They traded one second round pick for Garoppolo, right?
Right.
Okay. The Colts are offering two first round picks and a second round pick for the services of Garoppolo with the Colts.
Right.
But John Lynch has not approved that trade, has not pulled the trigger
on
that trade. What is it?
For what? What's he rushing for?
You having second thoughts, bro.
Matt Ryan's with the Colts now. Ain't Matt Ryan with the Colts now?
Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
is
I thought the Falcons traded him today.
Yeah, okay. So you rather have Matt Ryan over Garoppolo?
But you ain't going to pick up Matt Ryan and go and get Garoppolo.
Can I say something real fast? I'm going to be honest with y'all. I honestly believe that the 49ers are just playing a chess game like they really want to do something with Garoppolo. They're not letting them go not unless it's something really, really a big splash. It got to be something out of this world, and then you're going to say Garoppolo going to be gone. When this season starts up, Garoppolo going to have on that burgundy and gold, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, man.
They've been doing it for 2 years, Payne.
Yeah, man. And this boy that's behind him, don't get me wrong, I believe he's going to be nice. But next year, if he came in there and played with them, man, 49ers probably be 8-8 or 7-8. No, not even 8-8.
Wait a minute.
Probably be 7-10 with Manning. Hey, Miss T. Don't get me wrong. That young man ain't ready, man. That's why Garoppolo's still there. He's really not ready.
You say don't get you wrong, but you're wrong, sir.
He's not ready.
What is ready? What is ready?
Okay, you see Fields, he's not ready. No, that's not ready. What you seen Justin Fields, what you seen them do, Justin Fields do, your man Shanahan don't want to have a year like that. Shanahan is not ready then. That's what I'm going to say. Shanahan's not ready for a year and turmoil.
I'm not ready.
That's what it is.
I'm not ready either,
dang. I said it like that
either.
Then. Okay.
I ain't ready to have no season like Justin Fields, hey, you think I'm ready to have that?
That's what Shanahan not doing.
But that's why I want to keep my 49ers intact with Garoppolo leading the bunch. I want him to lead the bunch until he can't not no longer lead the bunch.
I think he got one more year
until his contract is up, which is one more year.
And that's what it is.
I want him to stay there to teach Trey Lance. I want him to do that for me, please and thank you, and then I'm good.
That's exactly what the 49ers are doing. They've been letting everybody go crazy on the media about Garoppolo.
Yep.
But Garoppolo is a good quarterback. Why would you let him go? I don't care if Trey Lance is ready or not. Why would you let Garoppolo go when he's a good quarterback?
Exactly.
So, like Payne said, you sit out there and see what they're going to offer you.
The same way the Rams got Matthew Stafford.
But they was ready for Matthew Stafford. They made the right move.
We are talking about the NFL. Everybody feels like, oh, we can play better with him than the other team he was with, or we'll get over that hump that the other team couldn't get over with. Everybody feels that way.
But who you going to get going to play better than Garoppolo? Who's going to play better than Garoppolo?
Exactly.
Who out there you gonna get gonna play better than Garoppolo right now? That's available. Nobody.
With Phil Bills as an offensive lineman, anybody.
Y'all not understand.
Nobody's
not
giving credit to Trent Williams. You know what I'm saying? You know, playing throughout the season and going to the playoffs. After the concussion thing and everything like that.
You know why, Ron? Because Garoppolo was Garoppolo before Trent Williams. That's why. Trent Williams enhanced the situation, but Garoppolo was with Garoppolo before him. Come on in here, Kirby. What's up, Kirby?
Hey, Kirby.
What's up, Kirby?
Hey, hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
What's up, Kirby?
Well, I tried to break up a real bad argument between two deaf mutes, but I couldn't get a finger in edgewise.
I'm not even going to touch that. I'm not even touching one. No, ma'am. No, sir.
Hey, Kale. Hey, Kale. You need to go on YouTube and look up this Drake, somebody from USC, and check out his highlights, because he ain't got no lowlights. I mean, he can run after the catch. He can run after the catch. He can break tackles. He got hands. He go up to the highest point. I like this guy. I really do. And that'd be a perfect slot guy. I mean, he's tough.
What'd you say his name was?
Drake. He's from USC.
Okay.
Kirby, that's cool.
He's
going to
be
that.
A first rounder,
but,
I guarantee.
Yeah.
Huh?
I need you, Kirby, to tell me what is John Lynch doing in San Francisco? Is what these guys saying true? Is it just San Francisco playing a game with everybody? Or has he lost his mind?
I think San Francisco is telling Garoppolo what other teams think he's worth. That way they can pay him accordingly. I don't think Shanahan has any intention whatsoever of getting rid of Garoppolo because he's good for the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the system.
Like, he's very dependable. He's very dependable when he's healthy.
In fact, I think the 49ers are definitely they're always a playoff team. You know, when they have massive number of injuries. You know, so you know, they got the defense. They got the running game. I like the running game that the Niners have. I mean, they could, you know. So,
right.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I
there
mean,
why
would you want to go out here and get a brand
broken.
New guy?
How can you
have
say
to learn?
It's not broken? How can you say it's not broken?
It's not broken. They was one play away from the playoffs.
Yeah, but guess what, Kirby?
Yeah.
OTAs and training camp, it wasn't to be one play away. It wasn't. And we all saw, now, yes, Garoppolo did the damn thing early in the playoffs. Yes, he did. But we all saw when the rubber was actually meeting the road and things got a little thicker, Garoppolo did.
It wasn't him.
We saw the same old Garoppolo, yeah. We saw the same old Garoppolo. Okay.
Now,
okay.
What you saw excellent defense he played by the Rams.
Yes.
That's what you saw.
No, the defense did not hold up, and neither did the offense because he was putting the ball in their chest. If you put he can't put it nowhere else. I'm gonna need you to catch the ball. So, he came through. The team did not support him. My team did not support him at all, 100%. It was not all his fault. No, I give it 25% him. 25%
offense, 25%
defense, 25% special teams. Everybody take a part.
I did not
everybody.
Can I say this? Jimmy G have to make clutch throws, like in the Super Bowl.
he had
a wide open Deion on a Deebo Sanders. You drop the ball right there, you have a 10-point lead. Didn't happen. That's why I couldn't believe Kansas City won it. He has to make clutch throws.
If he made the clutch throw and the Bama didn't catch the ball, so what y'all want
to
do? Throw it and catch it? Run down and catch it too?
Okay, here it is. Is it not correct?
Hold on, wait a minute, Kirby. What you want him to do? Throw the ball? I'm talking to Ron. Throw the ball, catch the ball, and run with the ball.
I mean, I'm asking this. Okay, I know that wide receiver's supposed to catch the ball if the ball is in your hands, though. I'm not blaming the quarterback nor the wide receiver. But you can, I mean, that connects. You win the Super Bowl.
I don't get no argument from you with that.
You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Wrong.
You have
I'm
to connect.
You.
If that don't connect,
you got
if that
to.
Don't connect.
You have to. Yes. I'm with you, Ron. I thought you were saying something different. I was going to say, Lord have mercy. Come on, Ron.
First of all, here's the deal. Is it not correct that Garoppolo has beaten Aaron Rodgers twice in the playoffs?
Four times.
Okay, thank you. And the other point that I want to make is you do have to give the defense on the other team some credit when they break up a pass.
Oh, but that's true, too. Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Okay.
That is true, Kirby.
The third thing, if you are an NFL wide receiver, if you get a finger on that ball, you should have caught it, especially one thrown right in your chest.
He can't throw it no better than that. And you open.
Wow.
And you open. So
I think he's underrated. He is underrated.
Why you keep that final kill? What's wrong?
Because, I can't believe that you're throwing the whole team under the bus because this man has let your team down several times.
It's a team effort.
You smoking that diesel again. That's what
it's a team effort, though. It's a team effort. Like, what are y'all talking about? He let the team go? Like, that don't even make sense.
No, I said down.
No, it doesn't.
I said down.
That didn't make sense, Kale. That didn't like I can see if he played golf
but
or tennis.
You're talking about
that. Listen, I can see if he played golf or tennis. That's a one person game.
I listen to y'all and that BS long enough. I listen to y'all and that BS y'all talking long enough.
It can't be BS. That was my team. Maybe you talking about your team. Your team's BS.
Okay, here we go with the insults now. Can I get my point out? Please. Talk about your team. Everybody know Washington is some crap. So what
everybody
kudos are you
that.
Gaining from that?
Everybody
on Kale's corner knows. Everybody on Kale's corner knows. Not keep putting it on the whole everybody else when this guy has let y'all down several opportunities.
He ain't let me down. My team let me down. I don't do that.
I mean,
I don't do that.
You know what? You can,
I don't do that. Because it's a team.
But you are.
No, I'm not.
You got to give the Rams some credit. You got to give the Rams some credit. I mean, geez. You know.
I give them ultimate credit.
The Rams have defense.
They ain't never got that far.
I give the Rams ultimate credit, man. And they ain't never had a quarterback like Matthew Stafford. The funny part about it is how no one sees this situation as reversed almost. Matthew Stafford spent all his time with a team that everybody thought was going good, that everybody thought we would see them representing the NFC. They never did. You have a quarterback on your team that everybody believes will be a winner, will be a Super Bowl champion, and he has not with your team.
Listen. Hold on, pause right there for one second. Pause right there for 1 second. Matthew Stafford, right? Let's go back. You said Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford been doing this for 15 years, okay? It took him 15 years. It took him 15 years to get that chick, okay?
He's on the damn arena.
Hold on, hold on.
Nah,
my man ain't been playing 15 years, bruh. My man ain't been playing 15 years. Period.
Guess what? Guess what?
When he gets 15 years, I bet you he has a chick.
You're leaving all of it out. You're leaving all of it out. It took him 15 years, and they moved to a different team to win a championship.
But it took him, listen, Garoppolo came from New England. That was his move, from New England to us. That was his move.
And we all know.
That was
his
move.
That
was his move.
We all know.
And Garoppolo came to y'all with a championship already.
And came with us with a championship already, bro. What are you talking about?
And we all know New England was Tom Brady's team.
It doesn't matter, Gail. Would you take Garoppolo if he's available? Would you take Garoppolo?
He was
playing time. He was
playing time. Man, I don't care. I don't care. He got a ring on his finger. I don't care. He got a ring on his finger. That's right.
For those of you that
take it.
Kale.
Google them and see what it says.
There
see if it says championship sitting on the bench or just say
right.
championship.
For those of you who say there is no difference from being on the bench and running the team,
hey, y'all.
There is a huge difference. Of
Kale.
Course, you don't want to hear my point because everything I'm saying is true. He got a ring, but it's wretched.
Uh-oh. This train is gone. This train is off the track.
The train is gone, yeah. No, it ain't that all money.
Got,
they talking. I'm not saying
one,
nothing.
I'm listening to everything you're saying right now. Would you rather have Garoppolo? Or would you rather have Wentz?
Wentz?
Get out of here.
I'd rather have Garoppolo.
He said Garoppolo.
I'd rather have Garoppolo. It's no secret how I feel
about
what?
Why not?
Everybody knows that. Why not? Because at least I know I can count on Garoppolo to finish the game.
Before you answer, Kale. Listen to
I
this.
I already answered.
Garoppolo got a ring. Wentz got a ring, right? Both of them are champions. Both of them was inactive in the championship getting of the ring.
That
right?
is true.
Nothing. So it means nothing.
So what?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It means
so that
something.
Means yeah.
I ain't the point of call because y'all gonna finish your point. But
and,
what I'm trying to tell you is. Even one you take, it'll be better than what you got.
Okay,
right? It'll be better than what you got.
You
so why can't
made.
We keep what we
with,
got and not be doomed or called stupid or called what? He's so stupid,
no,
but he won't take the first
you,
round
nobody
pick.
Nobody said any of that. Nobody said any
of
that.
I'm just going to go ahead and talk to the people online because y'all not even listening to what I'm saying. You can't hear my statement because you were talking about Garoppolo, so you didn't hear the statement.
There's even a difference in the statement that you just made. Garoppolo didn't play at all. Led his team and then was injured. Garoppolo didn't play at all. He got a
we ain't even got to Thursday yet.
Being a tag along.
The day just confused him, man.
You say, where did you get a Thursday?
They just confused him, Ron.
I'm not saying Garoppolo is a bad quarterback. I'm not saying Lynch is stupid. Nobody in your organization is dumb. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is when you have an opportunity to get more for a player than you traded for that player.
he not interested? Okay, so why is it that everybody got their panties in a bunch, right? Because we don't want the first two picks. We don't want the second pick, right? We don't want it. Okay? We don't want it.
Nobody.
It's all about your business.
Nobody.
So what I'm saying is everybody's mad at John Lynch and thinking he crazy because he don't want to take the pick. I have to go along with whatever my team do, and then I have to make the argument for my team because of whatever choices that they're making. That's what we all do. We don't really make no decisions. Like, y'all, we don't make no decisions. We sitting up here trying to figure out what we trying to do with our teams. What our teams is trying to, we thinking in our own head. We trying to figure it out. What they doing in another city. You know what I'm saying?
Red,
so I have to go along
red,
with whatever.
Blue is blue,
I have to go along
you
know with whatever my team say. Because if I don't go along with what my team do, then I'm just gonna be out here looking stupid my own self. Because if the team goes
red,
one way,
red
then
is
I'm
red,
going another way.
Blue
that's
is
just
blue.
Stupid all the way around the pool. I don't even
red
understand.
Is red. Red is red, blue is blue, and you call it by what you see. You don't call it by what
well,
you want to be or what you think.
I don't even know what that means.
If because I may be allowed to make a statement, please.
Go ahead. As long as it ain't a joke.
The only San Francisco to me is the only team out there that don't have to worry about their quarterback position. They got two good quarterbacks.
Yeah,
starting with Garoppolo.
Wow.
They can worry
wow.
about something else on their team. I mean, I'm just calling. You said we're calling the way we see it. That's the way I see it. San Francisco ain't got a core problem with a quarterback.
Right.
Huh?
The Chargers
don't have to worry. The Chargers coach is the problem.
Only people make problems where problems aren't. It's people who's not used to winning.
Well,
see,
y'all ain't going to agree on that tonight. Y'all ain't going to agree tonight
that's
anyway. So.
Absolutely
well,
not.
But San Francisco is a playoff team, so I have nothing to say. They are playoff
I think so,
history.
Too.
So let me get this straight.
Yes, sir.
If you're not a fan of a winning organization, you don't have a right to say what is or what isn't a winner? Is that what we've come to? That's the conclusion we've come to today. Tell me that.
I don't think so.
Who said that?
I don't think that's what it is, Kel, but
I mean,
it seems
I mean,
like
said,
when she disagreed with you, you got upset about it. It seems like when she
no,
disagreed with you, you got
no,
upset.
Exactly.
No.
Oh, my
God. Oh.
If we know
the question the way I asked it, all I asked was, what is going on? That's it. That's all. Then all of this other talk and
that's
all this
all
other
said,
discussion.
You started off with John Lynch is out of his mind.
Yeah.
That's how you started off.
John Lynch lost his mind. Is he losing his mind? I don't hear what is going on. Why he won't have the two picks?
What's the problem with John Lynch?
That's what you said. You
left why is it too? No. 57 just told me that I said, and I said what I wrote down. That is word for word. Nothing else. Nothing about nobody out of control. Don't put words in my mouth. If you can't
okay,
you know, that
I,
way
okay,
I
forget what you said.
You know,
I forget the words you said, Kim. I'm wrong.
Right,
I'm wrong.
What's the problem with Scotland?
You know what? You know what the irony is. You know what the irony is.
And a second round pick, not enough. For a Jimmy G trade. I didn't talk nothing about this man being dumb or anything like that. Y'all brought all that to the game. I ain't bring that to
you
the game.
You did not say dumb. You did not say dumb. I'm going to clarify. You did not say dumb. You did not say stupid. I just emphasized those words. You did not use
right.
those words per se. What you said
you
was
know what?
He is low. You said, what is John Lynch thinking? What's going on with John Lynch? Why is he not
what's the problem?
taking these two picks. What's the problem with him? What's going on with him? What are y'all, what is he thinking? That's what you said, right? So
this is so ironic.
I'm just adding on the little bit
so
of what
ironic.
You said, and just saying what I'm saying over top of what you're saying. That's all.
This is so ironic. This is so ironic.
I mean, y'all, we just doing too much today, like we're over talking, everybody's over talking, everybody, this is out of control right now.
That's so ironic. It's so ironic, because 3 hours ago, I was at the VA talking to my doctor, and the doctor says, I think you need to see a psychiatrist. And I says, well, I would like a second opinion. He says, okay, you're butt ugly, too.
Okay. Okay, but ugly too. Yeah. Now back to the conversation. Tree.
No.
If you feel in any way, if you feel in any way that I disrespect your general manager,
no, I don't.
Or put your team down, I did not do that. I did the same thing that we all would ask of any general manager that overlooked 2 first-round picks and a second-round pick for a player that we haven't been successful with, and we only traded one first-round pick to get. That's all I'm asking.
Kel, you keep saying that we haven't been successful with. We have been successful with him. We've got farther than we ever got with him.
Okay.
We have farther than we did. I mean, look, we had, do you remember we had Bethard. Remember him?
Bobby Bethard's grandson.
Yeah.
You guys had Bobby Bethard's grandson.
He was some boo-boo, right? Then we had the other quarterback. He was some boo-boo. Like, this guy has... Then we got Colin Kaepernick. He took us to the Super Bowl, but they blackballed him after the Super Bowl, right? So then now we need another quarterback. Boom, we get him, Garoppolo. All right, let's do it. We got Garoppolo. He's doing it for us, and he's been winning for us. It's the whole team has been letting us down. I can't say that one play let us down and all hell broke loose, and then we can't go to the Super Bowl. No, it was more than one play.
And then
it was one whole half. It was one whole half of the game that you can look back on the game and say, you should have caught that ball. You should have caught that ball. You should have intercepted that ball. And then you should have threw a better ball. It was a team effort that we lost the game. It wasn't one person that we lost the game. And, yes, we have plenty of success with Garoppolo. That's why everybody else won him. That's why everybody else won him.
But y'all had everything.
If he was some garbage like Gino, look at Gino. Who's trying to get Gino?
Tree. Repeat your question. We heard you the first time, y'all. You ain't got to keep repeating your question. We know nobody wants Gino.
Everybody else doing it. You ain't saying nothing.
Yes, I am. Yes,
okay.
Regardless, man, the point is this. Yes, Garoppolo, you guys have won, made it to the playoffs, but again, this is the same argument we had. You guys didn't go through training camp and OTAs and all that just to make it that far and get put out. Now, I'm not blaming Garoppolo by himself totally, because it is a team game. It's a team game. No, I'm not blaming Garoppolo by himself. But what I'm saying is, when there is faulty play at the quarterback position, I can't call it on nobody but the quarterback. I can't put it on nobody else. I see a guy get grabbed and throw a pass backwards, it ain't
like
nobody but the quarterback. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so listen.
I'm so glad
when Heineke make it at least two. Listen, Heineke, y'all see, y'all be trying to make problems when it's not no problem. Garoppolo is fine. He's going to stay until we see fit for him to leave. Y'all make problems when it's no problem. Like when y'all had Alex Smith, right? Alex Smith was doing amazing for y'all. But then all the chatter was in the background. We need a quarterback. We need a quarterback. Let's get this quarterback. Let's get that quarterback. But y'all had a quarterback. Y'all had
not
a good
until he was injured. Not
Washington
until he suffered. Not until
Washington
he suffered a season-ending injury, Treat. You're only speaking half the truth.
What happened true?
Washington did not start the other quarterback talking all of that until Alex Smith was injured. Until he suffered a season-ending injury. I don't know who you was talking to. But DMV Kale,
I
can only speak for myself.
I was listening.
And,
well, I don't know who was.
Can I say this?
To you.
Can I say this? You can't throw ill-televised interceptions and expect to win games. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you have the ball at the last minute, you cannot turn the ball over. When the ball is in your hand, that separates the elite to the, you know, the good. You can be good, but for you to be elite, you have to put your team in position to win games. You know, that's the blue field goal.
I don't even know what angle you're coming from, Ron, but okay. I don't know what angle you're coming from.
Play caller, too. But
I don't know
what angle you're coming from. He didn't call the play.
Only two teams make it to the last game. And they play for the championship. And if you got a good team, San Francisco was in the playoffs. They had an opportunity, which you want. If you lose, you still gave yourself a chance to get there. You was in the dance. Right. And that's where you want to be. It's the same way with baseball. Same way with basketball. Yeah. I can't fault San Francisco for losing, and they don't need to point the finger at anybody because they lost. Because a lot of us didn't even make it to the playoffs.
Yeah,
well,
in a long time.
I'm not a 49er fan, but I've seen so many times that I'm sitting there thinking, okay, the 49ers got so many injuries, I'm gonna bet on them to lose. And they cost me money because they up and won. You know, All right.
Kirby, you had the final say. Come on, Miss T. Time, man. It seems like every time we get into a heated one, it's that time. So come on, let the people know, Miss T.
Oh man, it's that time.
That time.
All right. Okay, so I have some, let me just say, I want to send out some prayers to one of my friends. She went in for minor surgery, supposed to be in and out surgery, 45 minutes, and she never came out. She passed away on the table having surgery. Her name is Nino. She's like one of my good friends, Tank's cousin. So, just say a prayer in your heart for her. Mino, that's her name. And we love her. Give me one second.
Yeah. While Trees take her second, I want to ask you guys again to tomorrow is the day that we actually lay my woman's mom to rest. So you guys pray with this man and help us get through this trying day tomorrow. Just let the family get along. I just pray that the family get along and everybody can see that tomorrow is about her and not them and how they feel. You know?
Right.
Go ahead, sir.
And I was gonna say everybody send out prayers to Kale and his family. For Reese and her mom, laying her to rest tomorrow. On a happier note, Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here at Kale's Corner.
Oh. Y'all ain't nothing but love here, man. It ain't nothing but love here, and we love you all, and we're going to get up with you guys on Thursday. Listen, I promise y'all.
I just wanted y'all to see that
Lady T is a dude for real, y'all. Y'all see, she brought that man out. And listen, at the beginning of this broadcast, I told y'all, I'm going to show y'all Lady T get bowdy, rowdy, and I love her so much. I love you, sis.
Yeah.
I love you. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we'll be getting back. Go ahead.
Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here at Kale's Corner. We love you guys. I hope y'all feel that. We love you guys. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow Kale's Corner at Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. We are also online at Blog Talk Radio. You guys can follow us on Blog Talk Radio /UKLMcLean. Just look up Kale's Corner. We love you guys. I'm sorry. I apologize if I offended anybody today. I love you guys. I love with my heart. I love Big. So I'm going to give everybody their flowers right now. I love you guys. I appreciate all of y'all for supporting me and Kale. This is always what I wanted to do. I love you guys. Go ahead, Kale.
Oh, man, you done made me get all emotional over here. You talking about, go ahead, Kale. Listen, Treat's words are genuine. They are not something to laugh at or joke about. We do love you guys. Seriously. And you guys know we both are going through a little something right now. So just keep us in your prayer, man. And you guys, I'm sending an over-the-air hug to everyone who helped us make this show possible, who gets into it, laugh, joke, and cry with us. We'll check y'all on Thursday, 5 p.m. We'll have a different show for you, promise. All right.
wish I could get the message over to you now.